now. Dan Hampton, the Hall of Fame Bears defensive tackle who specialized in making opposing quarterbacks see long white tunnels of light, with ghostly lost relatives saying, "Go back, it was just a sack." Ned O.B. Obradovich, the Bears legend who is picking off passes and grinding offensive linemen into powder while you are still wearing tough skins and drinking Tang. Glenn Kaz Kozlowski, the one-time Bears receiver who could catch a pass and a dive, then celebrate four rows up in the stands with the pretzel vendor. Mark Harmon, a confident, independent young man with skills in communication and teamwork. He's what? He's getting married. Well, forget that. This is the Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN Radio.
Hamp OB and Kaz, indeed, as we take you into a 3-5 Bears team as they fall to the Eagles 22-14.
And 3 hours of misery.
That's one way of putting it, OB. Phone number is 312-981-7200. We're with you till 6 o'clock tonight. As mathematically the Bears are alive, but logically the season is coming to an end way before anyone wanted. They did get it within a one-score game after being down 19-0, but too little, too late, and the Eagles take this one. Hample, you want to start today with the
thoughts? Well, why not? You know, OB, as we sat there and watched the first half unfold, and we both looked at each other incredulously saying, what in the hell is Nagy doing? You know, come on.
Nothing. That's what he's doing.
Okay. And you know what? You want a pat on the back. They're down 19-0. They didn't quit and get blown up. But, you know, pat on the backs are for losers. It's okay. No, it's not okay. You know, and it goes back to what happened last week, how you just squandered away a chance to stay alive, stay in this thing. And today's game would have been more tolerable if we would have won. But still, that made today's game a must win, a must win. And we see what we see in the first half, that miserable excuse for a game plan, and at some point you're saying, hey, he's starting to kind of get it. Trubisky was under the center almost 80% of the time today, a huge improvement in the efficiency of the offense. But still, what did we have? Minus 10 yards at halftime? It was a beyond embarrassment what we were trying to do on offense with no execution, no blocking, no rhythm, no anything. And the defense was just AWOL. But in the second half, yeah, we made a couple of plays. You know, we finally, the half boot and the bomb to Taylor Gabriel gets us in a position where we score. We don't go for two, which is insanity. But at the end of the day, you got to say, what the hell is this head coach, offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy, thinking when he goes into a game with a game plan like that?
Dan, I've got the answer for you. Stupidity prevails. You know, folks, you sit here and you watch this game unfold, and you watch Nagy, who was our head coach and obviously our offensive coordinator and the game plan caller. Okay, it's week after week after week, and finally in their eighth game, the ninth game of the season, we finally see Nagy in the second half throw the ball down the field. My God, what does it take for you to wake up? We have Trubisky up until last week. I think, what was it, one game or two games? Trubisky was 8 for 8 completions behind the line of scrimmage. And then he was 3 of 6 for less than 5 yards. And this is an NFL offense. This is Matt Nagy, who's supposed to be a genius, whom that idiot we got for a general manager brought over here. You know, it's enough is enough. You see it right in front of you. You tell me this is game planning in the year 2019 for the Chicago Bears. We got a defense that can, yes, win you a Super Bowl. It can. Have we been playing great this year? not all that great, but damn good enough to win. And our offense, again, we're not going forward. We're regressing. My God, where's the running game? Where's the passing game? Where is the philosophy? Where is the understanding on offense that you have to score points? Last week, was it 16 times we were in the red zone, and not one time we had a receiver go into the end zone, and Trubisky threw it about 7 yards over his head. Not one time do we put a receiver in the end zone to try to score a touchdown, and that would be 6 points. Folks, that's unacceptable. That is beyond unacceptable. And it's week after week after week, and you sit here and you try to find what are the good things that we could find, what are, can we say? It's all negative stuff. And it's not me doing, it's not Dan, it's not Mark Harmon, it's not you people listening on the radio. It's Nagy. He's the head coach. He's the one putting the game plans together, sitting on the, in on the defense, okay, in the defensive game plan. What are we now, 3-5?
That is correct.
3-5, and you know we're going nowhere because we haven't even played the tough teams yet. We got to play at Los Angeles Rams, at Green Bay, at Minnesota, at Detroit, and Kansas City's coming in here. And Nagy, you know, we talk about Danny about Fox, how bad Fox was, scared to death offense, didn't want to really do anything. This guy Nagy really takes the cake, really takes the cake. And who do we have to thank for that? Pace. And I'm there's more I could say, but I'm not. I'm fried, folks. I'm just sick and tired. For 34 years doing this business, for 34 years and watching stupidity prevail. I'll say it again, watching stupidity prevail. That's what you saw today, the week before, the year before, the year before. This is Chicago, for God's sakes. The footing and the foundation of the National Football League. Get rid of some of these imbeciles. I've had it.
All right, one last thing. And folks, you know, and it's more than just certain things like the game plan. All game long, we stood around and let the clock go down to almost zero before the snap. Every single down that we possessed the ball, which we kill it. We would have had maybe a possession or two more to get back in the game, but we don't have any urgency. We sit around in a lethargic manner, just letting the clock burn while we're down 19-0, then 19-7, then 19-14, and we never had a sense of urgency. At some point, it has to be hung on you-know-who's bald head.
You know what, Danny? That was a great point you made. We're sitting there watching it, and we got our punter. Every time he's punting, he's waiting, taking it down to the final seconds. Kick the ball. How about a no huddle? How about getting the offense up play after play? Get on the line of scrimmage. Call a play on the line of scrimmage. Sense of urgency. You're 3-4 going into this game. You need everyone, and this is a team that we can beat.
It's an elimination game.
Where was the sense of urgency, Nagy? That would be one of my first questions.
So,
where's the sense of urgency? Why isn't your team up on the line ready to go offensively? Play after play after play, and you're sitting in the huddle, and you're waiting for you to send a play in, and then, again, Dan, not to talk in circles here, but how do you sit there and let a punter stand there? And obviously he was told, wait till the last second, wait till it all goes down, and then with a few seconds to go, kick the ball. My God, Danny, what you said. All that time, how would you love to have that right now?
All and those seconds, what? Right. And we know that Shaheen botched the kickoff at the end, and he fumbled. We got it. But you would have gave yourself a chance you wouldn't have been in it where you had 28 seconds or whatever at the end of the game, you know, when you were taking possession. What if you would have had 4 minutes? You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't have kicked that little squib. They would have kicked it into the end zone. All these things matter. A little means a lot. And you know what? Our little head coach is coaching like a little small man.
So – the last drive of the game, the Eagles kept the ball for over 8 minutes and 14 seconds,
yep.
16 plays, 69 yards. They end up getting three to make it a 22-14 game, and then, of course, they kicked off and Shaheen fumbled it. But that's where, come on, man, you got to get off the field.
You're exactly right. And I know OB's trying to be positive about the defense, and they're now without Eddie Goldman. But at some point, you got to make a play. You got to make a stop. You got to get the ball back. Like against the Raiders, they take it 93 yards for a touchdown to put us away. You got to make a play. You got to make a stand. Nobody made a stand. They drive it down, kick a field goal, basically to ice the game.
Well, here, you go to, this is a team you can beat. And you go into Philadelphia and you play the first half of football, folks. The first half of football. I think there was like, I don't know, a minute to go, somewhere around there. Our total offense was 1 yard.
That was impressive.
1 yard, folks. That's running and passing the football and almost two quarters of football. There's only four quarters in a game. And you basically got 1 yard? My God, when is this press? When is somebody in this town going to take that Nagy and that Pace, those two morons, when are they going to take them to task?
The numbers, if you look at it.
You know what? Again, it's 34 years since we won the world championship. 34! And they're stumbling, bumbling, flumbling around like a bunch of nincompoops.
I don't think you're going to get the change that you want right now, OB, right? You don't expect that to happen, do you?
Oh, no. You think Pace is going to let Nagy pull Trubisky out of there with that bombastic, stupid draft that he did in picking Trubisky? They're not going to bench him.
Right, and then in the offseason, even if this goes, let's say the Bears finish 6-10, which is what they're on pace to do. Do you think you're going to see change with Ryan Pace and or Matt Nagy? I don't think so, in my opinion.
It's happened before where ownership has stepped in and fired the general manager and the head coach. Let me tell you something. You, the people that we're talking to right now, you guys, you're wonderful, and you do know the game of football. And it comes a time when I'm tired of the damn excuses. I'm tired of the... next week we'll be there. Next month, it's next year in the draft. We're looking for the draft. What are you looking for? We're going to do this. We're going to do it. You haven't done a damn thing but spin around like a top, like a dumb, bumbling, stupid top flipping around in the room. And that's a fact. Yes, it gets – Danny, I'm telling you, I'm so damn aggravated and sitting there watching this go on game after game after game, and nobody takes this guy Nagy. How can you play the eighth game of a 16-game season, the first half, and you basically gain 1 yard? Are you kidding me?
Hampo?
All I know is I was getting texts. OB and I aren't getting paid enough to watch this.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Eagles beat the Bears 22-14. The Bears are 3-5.
We haven't even got to the tough part of the schedule yet, buddy. It's all in the second half.
That's true, too. As the Lions are coming in next week, then you're at the Rams and et cetera. You still got to play the Cowboys. You got to go to Green Bay. You got to play Kansas City. It's not getting any easier from here. You're right, OB. But what do they do from here that can be part of the conversation today? Worth you till 6 o'clock. 312-981-7200. Hamp and OB with Kaz, sponsored by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Praying is out of the question.
Well, I don't know if that should be out of the question. Praying,
it's out of the question. Lord's got other things to do.
Well, of course, but you know that doesn't mean you can't. You might not answer. So there's put that in there. All right, quick timeout, 720 WGN.